And welcome to Mystery Meat, a submission-based podcast. To submit material for our next episode, email any audio within your rights to mysterymeatmysterymeat@gmail.com. Now, if you're ready, it's time to begin.
Yeah. I swear to junk, officer, I'm not God.
That's what I'll get. That's the one. I heard that same from somebody else. That's the
one. If you have to say that,
across the neck, trouble.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that would be
done for.
If I got a junker tattoo, that's what I would get. But I don't get junker tattoos.
Chest or neck?
Would you want
to reveal it? Or
no,
you want to end there with it?
No, you gotta be closeted with that. You gotta cover that up. If you get a tattoo that makes it look like, oh, this guy gets fucked up and shit, put it like right here. Mm-hmm. Put it like right here on the chest.
Because
whoever's seeing it, they deserve to see it. But otherwise, like, you can't go to work and show it on your neck. I'm sorry, officer.
I mean, I swear to drunk,
officer, I'm not God. Thank you.
If I died, what would my family and shit be looking through on my boxes of weird writings and shit, you know? And I was like, what the fuck would they be looking at right now, right?
Where's my special pain? I want to be happy about that, but I'm not.
I wanted to cry, but couldn't. I say the standard things, how could you do this to me, how could you have sex and not tell me, and then I calm down, I demand him to look at me and tell me what happened. I say, you were really drunk. He says, that's not an excuse, but yes. I ask if it was worth it. He says he doesn't really remember the details, it was all drunk. All I know is that it happened. I tell him I'm in love with him. I tell him not to say anything. I ask, did you let her stay the night? He says, no, it wasn't here. Did you use a condom? Definitely. Did it happen again? No, it was just the one time. I knew I'd made a mistake. Did I cross your mind at all? I was thinking, it's my birthday. I deserve this. She was telling me it didn't really matter about you because I was seeing someone. And I knew it would... I was seeing someone I knew it would end with. Secretly, I felt better that he didn't fuck around his bed. I thought of how used she must have felt when he made her leave, and that comforted me. I ask, how could you look at me and have sex with me and not tell me that you slept with someone else? He says I wanted to, but the timing never felt right. There were a lot of nights where we would be laying in bed and you'd be in my arms and I would think, how could I have done this to her? And I decided I would tell you, but I couldn't decide if it would be then or a week before I left. A week before I signed off the ship, what an asshole. I didn't want to end it on that note like that. I yell at him, you're so incredibly selfish. You wonder why you're not happy, it's your fault. You need to learn how to treat people because everything you do to other people comes back to you. He looks shocked. I feel a little bad, only a little. I ask if this was the reason he broke up, and he said pretty much. She figured that they were going to be together, and he didn't want to be with anybody. He wanted to go home and be away from the drama. I said that you created.
tablespoons, just add a little bit at a time until it starts to sort of come together. And it doesn't have to be like really wet, and you can tell when it's going to start to get together and make a ball. And then when you get to that, then you're ready to roll it.
What am I using to mix it up? Suffering so much that you can't do a thing, but you can't be too happy. You need that agency, that conflict that stokes the fire inside of you. It needs to be well preserved. It needs to be there and present. It needs to be burning out of you. Fuck it, it should be exploding out of you. You should be exploding just very slowly, all-consumingly and absolutely, resolutely. Exploding like a massive peep inside of a massive microwave. Just fill the vessel wherein you reside like a gas. Or fuck it, break the vessel. Fill every last spun swirl. Die when it's your time, so that everyone can do that. And sure, your corpse is not an obstacle, but a road for others to ride on, meet this glorious destiny.
Do you hear this? The wind is blowing the leaves off the trees, and it's summertime before a storm. And the leaves that are blowing off aren't green, they're gold, which makes no sense to me. So it's like it's fall time. A season before a season should be after this season. And it's really beautiful. They look like little baby birds falling from nests who never learned how to fly. But not in a sad way. They just fall and remain still. As if these leaves are heavier than they should be. It's a beautiful, ordinary sight, and I'm alone. I'm the solo witness to it. Here's the wind.
I also think sometimes just the drama of being a person is enough. Sometimes. It's like ego, maniacal, and self-important as a human. Or a being, or a thing, I guess, is that probably to think.
This is a nighttime ritual. It's time for bed. You've been yawning. You're sleepy. This is a good thing. Sleep is a good time of day. It is the best time of day. It is when worlds are created. When old things die. When new things can be born. It is a time of rest. Of recharging, of regeneration. It is a sacred time. When you lay down and you hug your pillow, love who you are, love your mind, and love your thoughts, and know that there is absolutely nothing left for you to do today. Love that your day is done. Love that you did all you could do and there is nothing left to do but to breathe, to close your eyes, and embrace sleep. It's a soft rainstorm. It's crickets in a field. It's the lapping of waves on the beach. It is the earth turning over. It is you becoming new.
rest. Go to bed. And know that all your cells are regenerating. Fresh ideas are coming to you. And as you awake in the morning, you are born again.
You know, I think you're a real silly Billy, and I love all your you do, but some of it's not for me. And actually, I don't like most of the stuff that you're incorporated with, but hey, you have nice hair, and I feel like your face is real cool. F*** you.
There's people coming to you.